Hi, everyone, and welcome to the second episode of the podcast, Kentucky Football, A View from the Bleachers. My name is Larry Case. Kentucky won last week against South Carolina, 23-13, and I'm going to be the first one to admit that I was wrong. Beginning of the season, in the first episode, I predicted the Cats would lose three games, and one of those games would be against South Carolina. But I did say, if they did beat South Carolina, Kentucky would go 10-2, and which I'm still sticking with a loss against Mississippi State, who looked tremendously good against LSU, and a loss to Georgia at Athens, Georgia. Kentucky goes in this weekend playing for Florida. Right now, Florida is a 2.5-point favorite, and many of the talk of the week is the 30-year streak. Florida has beaten Kentucky for the last 30 years. Last time Kentucky won, I was 9 years old. I looked up the pictures of Fan Day that I went to in 1987 when the streak began, and I was just a little skinny guy with a Army-style haircut, rim glasses, and everything. It was kind of amusing to look back in that. But Kentucky, like I said, Kentucky is looking to beat that streak. And I think Kentucky, like I said, beginning of season, Kentucky will win this game. I think they'll win by 7. And there's a lot of hype going into this game, especially after the South Carolina win. Kentucky is 3-0. I think that's the first time since 1977. And the fans are starting to get into it. I saw something very interesting before the season started, that even though Kentucky went 7-5 last year, and their an appearance in a bowl game, but they did lose. ESPN came out with a ranking at SportsCenter on Twitter, looking at the fan bases of all the programs in college football, and they ranked them first with the fans the most happiest, down to 120 something for the most miserable fans, and Kentucky was at number 62, so about halfway. And they were skeptical about this coming season and Kentucky being able to go to another bowl or win 6 games. They looked at the way they measured this. They looked at recruiting, the stability of the coaches in the past few years, all the Twitter feed, is it the positive or negative Twitter feed from UK fans or UK about UK football in general. And I thought that was very interesting that it was 62. And also, too, before the season started, I did would say to friends or family or anybody that would listen that Kentucky would go 9-3, and they thought I was crazy. And some people wanted to take a bet on that one. And also, I think it was USA Today said Kentucky would go 5-6 or 5-7 this year and wouldn't make another bowl, which I thought was absolutely ridiculous. If you look at Kentucky's history, you probably say, Larry, you know, you would understand why we're still skeptical and why we believe that, you know, that Kentucky won't be, you know, is not building a good program and why Mark Stoops will fail. And I have looked back to the history. John Clay wrote an article before the season started. He's a sports columnist for the Herald Leader and on Kentucky.com on the internet, and it's the history of the coaches for Kentucky football. It doesn't go all the way back to when it first started, but it goes back to Paul Bear Bryant. Yes, the Paul Bear Bryant that won 6 championships with Alabama. He did coach at UK, and he was very successful. He went 60-23 and had 6 ties, and he was 22-19 and with four ties in the SEC. But he did leave in 1953. He coached there from 1946 to 1953. Some of the reasons is there were so many restrictions on how many out-of-state players he could recruit. The administration believed that we should get all Kentucky, mostly Kentucky players, and the popularity of basketball. Of course, we can still see that now. And with Adolph Rupp, one of the things, the rumors are that he and Adolph Rupp did not get along, and Adolph Rupp wanted basketball to be the main focus at the University of Kentucky. Then next, Blanton Collier. Collier coached from 1954 to 1961, and his record was 46-36. There's only five games over 500 and three ties. He did have a losing record in the SEC at 21-34 with three ties. That was the last coach in University of Kentucky history that has left Kentucky football with a winning record. Now think about that. He coached from 1951 to 1961. You think this Florida streak was bad of 30 years. Kentucky has not had a coach who has left the program, either going to take another job, retire, getting fired, etc., in 56 years. I thought I'd just let that sink in for a minute. They have not had a winning coach. They have not had a winning record. No coach has had a winning record in the SEC or an overall winning record since in 56 years, since 1961 when Blanton Collier left. Kentucky has only been to 16 bowl games and do not have a winning record in those bowl games. They're 508-8. So that tells you a lot about what Kentucky football history. Fans have seen this same old song and dance, especially for the last 10, 15 years, maybe 20 years. A coach comes in, gives all this talk, gives everything, gets the fan base going, gets a couple of good players in here. Goes to a bowl, maybe wins a bowl like Rich Brooks did, and it ends up going downhill, either by investigation or they get fired for having a losing season after a while, or something, etc. Like I say, Kentucky fans are used to the same old song and dance of losing. But for me, I believe this is changing. And I'll call Kentucky fans that if they do lose against Florida tomorrow, still stand behind this team and believe. I believe that this team and Mark Stoops will get this job done. And this is not the same old teams that I grew up watching, you grew up watching, our fathers, our grandfathers, et cetera, aunts, uncles. That have grew up watching Kentucky football. This is not the same thing. I thought it was something very interesting that Kyle Tucker for SEC Country pointed out that Stoops has the second best record after week three of last year at 10-4. And he's in the one with, he was behind Nick Saban, who is 15-1. And the only loss that Nick Saban had last season was the national championship game against Clemson. So they went undefeated last year in the regular season. And, of course, they have not lost a game yet. I believe they're 3-0 this year. But Kentucky has won their last 10 out of 14. Okay? They've gone 10-4 since week three, when Stephen Johnson stepped in and became the quarterback for the University of Kentucky football. Also, Mark Stoops has done a good job. The main thing with building a program, it takes five years plus to build a program. You can't just, it's not like, say, like basketball, where you can get four or five 5-star players, throw them in, and you can just go at it and maybe make it to a championship, Final Four, et cetera. You have to build. You've got three different areas of football. You got offense, defense, and special teams. And all three have to be very good and have to be able to play together. Kentucky and Mark Stoops has done a great job of building good recruiting classes on top of each other, which is very key in building a program. When he came to Kentucky, Kentucky had nothing. They did not have a recruiting base. The fan base was pretty much gone. But the main thing is that he did not have a recruiting base, and he has built that recruiting base. Of course, he has those connections from other places he has coached and where he is from. Youngstown, Ohio, he's got a lot of players from there. And also, I think that he has done a great job with the recruiting, which has helped with the depth. Kentucky has not had depth for years. I don't even remember the last time they had good depth. Usually if a player got injured, and it's a major player at a major position, either defense or offense, you might as well forget about the season. Drew Barker got hurt last year. He had a junior transfer. Steven Johnson, who has stepped in, he's won the last 10 out of 14 games. I mean, it's amazing what Stoops has done in building this depth. Like last week against South Carolina, Kentucky did not have Jordan Jones playing. Well, let me go back to the beginning of the season. Sorry. They lost Cole Mosier, their left tackle. They lost a wide receiver. And let's see. And then Saturday, you go into South Carolina, and they lose Jordan Jones because of a shoulder injury, and he cannot play Saturday. They brought in Eli Brown, who played a little bit last year. Kentucky coaches were saying they're very high on him, but you know sometimes that can be talk. But we're finding out with Stoops and his team, his coaches, that's not a lot of talk. If they believe in a player, they'll say it. Eli Brown recorded 8 tackles last week against South Carolina. He went out with cramps. That means you have lost 2 linebackers, okay? And Boogie Watson, a true freshman, I believe, came in and helped with a goal line stand, and South Carolina didn't score. We could have changed the momentum of the game overall. So that tells you about the depth that he has built at Kentucky, which is very key. Like say, injuries just killed overall. Also, I believe Stoops has surrounded himself with coaches that have been successful in the past and understand SEC football. Grant is an example that he has coached in the SEC in the past. And he has been an assistant coordinator. He's been a running back coach, which he's doing now, and et cetera. He's been other kind of coaches and on the offensive side, and he has been successful. Now, does Stoops sometimes get his rear end? Yes. Stoops controls what goes on, but they're on the same page on what's going on. And the key to being successful is sometimes surround yourself with people that are more successful than you are, smarter than you are. Let them do their thing. Use their positive aspects of them, their qualities. And Stoops has done that. And I think that really showed in the South Carolina game. All three aspects of the phases of the football played an excellent game. The offense, the controlled possession, I think that was a 9 or 10 more minutes than South Carolina. That kept the South Carolina offense, that can be very potent, on the sideline. The defense I mean, they attacked the ball like I have never seen. I said in the first podcast that they started doing that. They kind of lost that edge against Eastern Kentucky. I didn't see that against Eastern Kentucky. They weren't attacking the ball. They were just kind of lollygagging. But this, they were attacking the ball and playing disciplined football. There was the before that I mentioned earlier, a few minutes ago, about the goal line stand. There was a third and goal, I remember. And South Carolina's quarterback rolled out to the right. And there was a receiver in the end zone, corner of the end zone, down at the bottom, corner of the end zone. And I believe there was two or three Kentucky players standing in front of him. Now, Kentucky players were standing in front of that receiver. But once they saw the South Carolina quarterback go past the line of scrimmage and commit to try to score, they attacked him like I've never seen a Kentucky team attack the football, and absolutely creamed him and stopped him. And then the next go around at fourth and goal, they completely stopped the team. So like with that, they're playing with an edge. And I think that's part of Mark Stoops' attitude, is playing with the edge, playing with that chip on your shoulder, and don't accept losing. He doesn't accept losing, and he stays on message. I thought it was funny that Benny Snell, at the end of the game, was talking about how they started horribly, which they did. They had a fumble. They had an interception. They had the very first play of the game. South Carolina goes 60-some-odd yards on the first play and scores a touchdown. And usually, with Kentucky football in the past, like everybody knows, you just know the game's not going to turn out well. But they turned it around. And like I say, they played a complete football game from all three aspects of the football field. And it was funny because Benny Snell said, you know, we didn't start out good, but we'll fix that. We're going to fix that. And that's something that Stoops says every press conference. If you watch his press conferences, he says, we played a good game. If of course, they win, we played a good game, but there was some things that we still need to work on, and we will fix that. And that's a coach staying on message. If your players are saying that also, and they seem to love to play for him, and they don't play for themselves, they play for the team. And I think that starts with Stoops. He is stuck with that message. And those are the things I think that have helped Kentucky, like I said, go 10-4 and win 10, or you could look at it, win 10 out of the last 14 games is because of Mark Stoops. And he's the right man for this job. I said at the beginning of my first podcast that they will beat Florida. I think they will beat Florida by 7. It'll be a close game. But I call out Kentucky fans, if we do not beat Florida, do not give up on this team. This team has a lot of grit. They love to play for each other. They love to play for Stoops. And they don't care. They don't care if somebody says that they're horrible or that this, they're that. They call them out on stuff. They use it, a lot of it, for fire. And I've never seen a Kentucky football team play the way they did against South Carolina, like I said before, all three aspects of the game. So I call on my fellow UK football fans. Of course, we know, all right, we already know it's sold out tomorrow night, or tonight, I'm sorry. We already know it's sold out. And we're going to be loud. And we're going to cheer on the Cats the best we can. But if they do lose this game, which I don't think they will, do not give up on this team. But think about this. If Kentucky wins tomorrow, they will go 4-0. Then they got Eastern Michigan, which they should win, make them 5-0. And then they've got Missouri, who's in just complete shambles. They're a horrible team. They're what Kentucky used to be when they won 2 games in a season. And they should win that. And Kentucky will start at 6-0 going into the bye week, which is a halfway point in the season. And they will make it to a bowl automatically. And then from there, sky's the limit. And next season, he's already started out with next season with a top 20 recruiting class. So like I say, he's just stacking them up on top of each other. So do not give up on this team. Keep cheering them on. Keep standing behind Mark Stoops through the good times and the bad times, because he will build this program to prominence. Like he said when he first came here in his press conference, when he was introduced as Kentucky, the new Kentucky football coach. So, well, I appreciate you listening, and I hope tomorrow we're loud, but I know we will be. And if you can, please leave a review. Please leave comments or something you'd like to talk about. I most likely will be coming up with another episode talking about the Florida game and the upcoming game against Eastern Michigan in Missouri. But please leave a comment. Anything you would like to talk about, anything that you see in this podcast or anything like that that maybe you'd like to see improved or modified. I'm always open to suggestions, like I say, on topics or anything like that. So until next time, go Cats!